up. It's my Monday, but I didn't get 4 days this week because I took an extra day off for basketball. Team did not go, so, but I did go and watch a, we did watch a couple of games. We did, we watched the final game at home, and we thought it was going to be closer, but I guess towards the end of the third, it just seemed like you knew who was going to win, and that was that pretty much. I did actually spend some time with my son, whose birthday is today, so happy birthday, Troy, I love you. I spent some time, quite a bit of time, streaming also, playing Helldivers 2. I think it's scary, fun, exciting, nerve-wracking, and sucks, because I mean, there's a lot of things about the game that it doesn't feel like it's fully polished. That's what it feels like to me, but I hope that, you know, they do change some things. There's one thing that's very, very, very irritating. I don't like it, but I guess that's just part of the game, and I just wish that they would just put it to a one-button combo instead of having to press, like, 6, 7 buttons just to start a command, like dropping ammo and whatnot to the ground. You have to press like 4 or 5 button combos, sometimes longer. I mean, it just, I get some of the objectives when you go to like their panel, and then you have to press those combos. That makes sense. But not when you're trying to like get a jetpack or ammo refill or whatnot. It just doesn't make sense to me. And also, it was slow. Oh my goodness. I mean, my son and I went through, you know, quite a bit of the armor that they have available, and although some of them might or let you allow you to be a little bit quicker, of course, you know, there are downsides to it, like they remove, you know, some of your armor or whatnot. It's just, you know, not always the best. I just kind of wish the speed was a little quicker, like just in general. But it is what it is. We shave. What else is there? I wish I could stay home. That's one thing I wish I could do. Oh, dear. All right. Come on, guys. There you go. Now I'm running across the parking lot now. Anyways, but yeah, that, I mean, I took a couple days off, though, so that's one thing I know it really, really helped me. Although I'm not, like, you know, fully recuperated, but it feels good to get some rest. Especially when, you know, you do a manual labor job, you know, I don't really take that much time off. I have like, what was it? Oh, right now, it was like 69, 68 hours, and minus the 2 days. So I still got quite a bit of hours available for just taking time off if I need to this year. And normally with the amount I accumulate, I don't always tend to use it all. So it's kind of a good thing, I guess, in a sense, because they pay you out when you have an excess amount of so many hours. But of course you get taxed for that, so it's not like you're getting the whole thing. You get like half of a half of what you would probably get. So, but that's kind of a good thing, I guess. Don't mind a half of a paycheck extra on top of a normal paycheck. So, What else there? There are some things that I've been wanting to still continue to do, but right after the basketball season was over with, I just stopped doing it. It's my fault. It's just me being lazy. Also just tired. One of the reasons why I took some of the days off, not just because of basketball, but it does give me that time to be able to recharge my batteries in a sense, and not even nearly enough to where it needs to be, but you know, it's something, and pretty grateful that I have this opportunity to stay home. And I didn't do anything, just, you know, played video games with my kids, did dishes, did some laundry, I mean, quite a few things, but mostly just trying to rest, because you, like I said, even if you don't feel it when you do a manual labor job, even if you don't feel it initially, after a certain amount of time, it gets to you. I'm not saying, you know, that it's the end of the world or anything like that, but, you know, it gets to you, and you have to take care of yourself. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're me or my mom or my kids. Like, I think if you don't pay attention to the things that you need instead of the things that you have to have or have to do, you know, I think you're still missing a void there that would really help you mentally in the future. And it could be little things. It could be like, I don't know, making sure like you have clothes set out for the day before, getting you ready for whatever you have to do, like preparing yourself, prepping yourself, prepping everything that you know, need to get done in the future, so it doesn't have to seem like a chore when you're having to do it right then and there. So it could be a lot of things, but right now though, I gotta get inside. I gotta make sure my kid's ready to go to school so he's not late. Hey, y'all have a good weekend. Oh wait, not a weekend, it's a weekday now. Have a good week. Peace out.